Well, good evening. I'm excited to be able to join you here with my first Saturday evening service here at St. Bart's. And as Providence would have it, just this past Wednesday was the official feast day for your patron, St. Bartholomew. So I thought it would be appropriate to make use of those readings this evening for today's service. Bartholomew is one of the 12 apostles, but is also called Nathanael in Scripture. Bartholomew is likely his surname, meaning son of Tolmai. And little is known of him, but tradition has him traveling as far east as India, and he is still venerated very strongly in Armenia, where he is held to have been martyred by being flayed and beheaded there. Pretty exciting way to go, I'd imagine. There's something to be said, though, for being famous enough to not be considered part of part of the in crowd, but not yet the middle of all of the hoopla. You get a bit of notoriety of being an insider and your president participating at all the big events, but you can usually dodge the near paparazzi level of notoriety that, say, a St. Peter or a St. Paul might get. It's kind of like being one of the billionaire board members of Microsoft. All the benefits of being around Bill Gates without having to actually be Bill Gates. The reality is, however, that no one who is connected to Jesus is exempt from the way of the cross. Deuteronomy, as you heard, recounts for the generation following the Exodus the story of Moses' being transfigured, if you will, at Mount Horeb into the prophet from among your own people, as it says, who got to communicate God's law, the Lord's very mouthpiece, not just merely the one who led Israel heroically out of Egypt. And there's no chance to hide when God calls you. Yet the psalm that we read speaks very grandiosely about the wonderful blessings of protection and long life promised to those who are faithful servants of our Lord. Kind of contrary to what we see with St. Bartholomew, who ended up following Jesus in his footsteps to a martyr's death just like his Lord. So much for a literal long life. But when St. Paul comes in and he grabs the bull by the horns and describes the hard knock life of being an apostle, having to bear all sorts of persecution and all so many demands that were made upon his godly character and upon his physical well-being. And finally, Jesus takes our prideful, self-serving nature head on, demanding that the greatest in God's kingdom is the one who is servant of all. So being a big shot is not all it's cracked up to be. The millionaire rapper and platinum recording artist Jay-Z once performed a song bewailing his multitude of woes under the weight of fame and fortune in his song 99 Problems. Well, fame and fortune can never bring a carefree life. We still live in a broken and sinful world. Maybe that's why there is such a temptation to be near the spotlight without being in it. We want all the perks that we think are connected to being the head honcho. A perfect family, a great job, a nice house, enough time and good enough health to enjoy our favorite hobbies, membership in the right clubs, friendship with the right people influential in our community. But no one wants to bear the weight of responsibility. You know, I've never seen a president yet that has come out the other side of the serving in office not looking completely haggard. And no football player has ever come out the other side of a bad play without a deflated crowd and the boos of his supposed fans. And certainly no famous actress ever dodges the meticulous and catty scrutiny of the red carpet. If we want the accolades, there's a price to pay. And if we want to share in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, we need to bear our cross. We are accountable to heaven and to one another. To be the church that God wants us to be requires commitment, humility, and even sacrifice. And even then, there's no promise of making a name for ourselves. What do you want from your relationship with God? What do you want for St. Bart's? What do you want out of your day-to-day life right here, right now? If you want worldly definitions of greatness without it sucking your soul dry like some spiritual vampire, well, you won't find it. But if you're willing to forego fame, fortune, and first place in order to make a real difference for Christ's kingdom, I can guarantee you that Jesus will walk with you every step of the way. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we walking in the way of the cross may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.